Our next guests this morning are from the Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs. We're very pleased to have Mark Linke and Michael Smith with us. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Sheila.
Good morning.
Mark, can you give us an overview of the Department of Veterans Affairs?
I can do that. First of all, let me thank you for the opportunity for us to be here and participate in your show. I look forward to the opportunity to say a little bit more about our programs and what we have to offer to the veteran community. The Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs is a relatively small department within county government. There are five of us that work in the office, all seasoned and trained, certified county veteran service officers. Considerable amount of experience in our department, given that everybody that's there has been there at least a decade. So we bring an awful lot of expertise in.
Everyone's been there 10 years or longer.
Yeah, actually, some of the individuals on staff have been there 20, 25 years.
That is a huge amount of experience.
Officially, our mission is to provide accurate, efficient, and timely service to ensure the delivery of benefits to veterans and their families. What that really equates to in terms of an objective is that we're charged with the responsibility of making sure that veterans and their dependents within our community receive all of the benefits that they're eligible for and entitled to receive.
And Mark, I'm thinking most people assume veterans' issues are handled by the federal government, but you're part of the county government, right?
That's correct. We're a county department, as I mentioned, a small one, a five-member department. The federal government is basically where most of those benefits are derived from, based on an individual's honorable service to our country. But at the local level is actually where you would find the individuals pursuing those benefits. So it's important that we have those services available. Washtenaw County is really in the forefront in terms of making those benefits available to the veteran community. Our office has been in existence since early in the 50s, 1950 or so it was first created. And again, it's funded through county taxpayer dollars. So essentially any resident that lives in Washtenaw County pays our salary. And again, it's incumbent upon us to make sure that we make sure they have the services that they're entitled to.
And how about your role in the department?
Well, for the first 25 years of my career in public service, I was a county veteran service officer. So my role as the director of the department is to make sure the members of my team, if you will, have the tools necessary for them to do the job. I'm pretty familiar with the work, and actually the director's a working director, if you will, which is to say I see clients not quite as routinely as the other certified county veteran service officers, but I do see them on a regular basis. I get to handle all of the administrative detail, which frees up their time to actually do the work, if you will. So I like to view myself as truly a public servant, but also as a servant leader, if you will, and that is to say I'm part of the team and hopefully can provide the necessary connection between management at the county level and people that provide that service.
And where is the office located?
Hogback Road. The street address is 2155 Hogback. It's much easier to locate by the signage that we have in place. A huge American flag, of course. We also fly the state flag and a POW flag. But there's signage there that identifies our office as the Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs.
Michael, what's your part in the organization?
Well, Sheila, I serve as the Veterans Services Analyst too, which means that I have a dual role in the office. I'm an accredited County Veteran Service Officer, which means that I sit down with veterans, their survivors and dependents, and I interview them, and I actually identify benefits that they're available to apply for. I assist them in the completion of those applications for benefits, forward them to the appropriate agencies for adjudication, and then case manage all of those claims, whether they're going to the Department of Veterans Affairs or to the National Personnel Records Center, the Archives in St. Louis, or to the Department of Defense, any one of their branches, the Department of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. And of course, most people don't know this, but the U.S. Marine Corps belongs to the U.S. Navy. And then, of course, the U.S. Coast Guard belongs to the Department of Transportation. And then they belong to the Department of Navy when they're conscripted for periods of war. I also have another hat that I wear. I assist Mark with some of the other administrative duties in the office. We oftentimes go out to the community and do presentations. We make presentations to Carpenter Place. We were at American House. We do some of the senior health fairs in the community. And then I also assist Mark with the preparation of our biannual budget, any tweaks that need to happen to our department business plan, and I assist him in that role.
Sounds like both of you have some great experience. Michael, were you ever in the military?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I served on active duty in the U.S. Army for 8 years, and then I continued to serve in the Michigan Army National Guard and the North Carolina National Guard for about 8 years, and then I had to switch to the U.S. Army Reserves, but that was okay because I was able to finish my career with 21 years of service, both active duty and reserve component time.
What about you, Mark?
Yes, I was in the Army a little earlier than Michael was. I'm a Vietnam vet back in 1968-69. Enjoyed my service and really have viewed what I do now as a continuation of that kind of public service. If I could just add a quick addition to what Michael was saying about our outreach, we're actually involved in the Senior Awareness Week and looking forward to that week as well in the participation.
Oh, that's awesome.
Out at the Moe Lawrence at WCC.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll definitely be there. Yeah, that's
on May 7th.
That's a Friday. Yep. And we'll be promoting that event in more detail later shows during April. Our guests are Mark Linke and Michael Smith from the Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Mark, we want to focus on benefits primarily for the more senior veterans. Can you provide a summary of what's available?
Sure. Probably the most beneficial entitlements that would be available center around the fact that there's a non-service-connected disability pension benefit. Any individual that was in the military and was injured or came down with a disease or an illness while on active duty, the potential to have that service connected is always available to them to pursue. There's really no time limit on pursuing service connection for a disability. Of interest also would be the fact that there's health care available through the Department of Veterans Affairs, and we have an excellent health care facility here in Ann Arbor. Veterans have an opportunity, if they so choose, to use that health care system as their provider, that they can do so.
Michael, can you provide some additional details on those benefits?
Well, Mark mentioned the non-service-connected disability pension, and this is one of the most underutilized programs that the Department of Veteran Affairs administers at the federal government level. And to that end, they went out about 5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, and started doing a media blitz and getting information out about the non-service-connected disability pension because of how it affects our senior community. The pension is paid out under three categories. There's a permanently and totally disabled veteran. Then there's a veteran who's in need of the pension because they're housebound. And then there's a veteran who's in need of the pension because he or she is in need of aid and attendance, meaning they're in a nursing home facility, an assisted living facility, or they need an in-home care provider for assistance with the activities of daily living. And so there's a medical need for that particular benefit. And we are seeing a lot more people apply for that benefit. And the Department of Veterans Affairs has done a really good job because the majority of the people who come into our offices now to apply for the non-service connected disability pension with special monthly pension based on the need for aid and attendance, they're coming to us based on referrals from nursing home facilities and assisted living facilities because they have that information. Whether it was because Mark and I went out into the community and did presentations or they received information directly from the Department of Veterans Affairs.
But the bottom line is more people know about it and they're coming in and taking advantage, right, basically enjoying that benefit that they've earned.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would add that an interesting fact here is that what we're talking about right now is veterans, but clearly some of the benefits, there is also eligibility for a surviving spouse, particularly a pension benefit. Again, a need-based program, but oftentimes, we find ourselves qualifying the surviving spouse of a veteran for certain benefits. And that's one that, again, with an aging population, becomes more and more prevalent, and they want to take advantage of it.
And Mark, from a benefit standpoint, what should our veterans be thinking about?
First and foremost, I think they should be acknowledging the fact that they made a significant contribution to the freedom that all of us enjoy. And they need to celebrate that and acknowledge it. If, in fact, they sustain some sort of an injury or an illness or a disease while on active duty, they need to realize that there is assistance available to them and there's compensation that they're entitled to, that they've actually earned this. It's not something that they're going to take away from somebody else by virtue of them pursuing that benefit. It exists for them. Oftentimes, again, with our World War II veterans in particular, their mindset, And you know, you have to acknowledge the fact that they truly are the greatest generation. But the mindset was, my country asked me to do something. I went ahead and I did it. I came home. I got on with my life. Nobody owes me anything at all. As we get older, inevitably all of us kind of reflect back on our lives and the military, and that participation becomes a real defining moment for them. They need to enjoy that, but they also need to enjoy a good quality of life. And if there's something that we can do for them as true veterans advocates, based on what they did for all of us, then they need to contact us so that we can help them secure those benefits.
Our guests are Mark Linke and Michael Smith with the Washtenaw County Department of Veterans Affairs, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Michael, can you think of an example of someone that your organization has really been able to help?
Oh, absolutely, Alan. I think of a veteran, a female veteran of the U.S. Air Force, who filed a claim for a mental health condition once she was discharged from the Air Force. The Department of Veterans Affairs at the federal level denied her claim three times. And when she finally came to me, I was able to do several things. I ordered her service personnel records from the archives and reviewed that she had had some behavioral problems that was well documented in her service personnel record. I then went to the Department of Veterans Affairs regional office in Detroit and reviewed her claims folder and found that the VA had made what we call a clear and unmistakable error. I appealed her last decision, went to a hearing with a decision review officer, and the decision review officer agreed with me that they had made a mistake, and they granted the veteran 100% disability going back to 2004, and her retroactive payment was $157,000 plus. She kept every single cent of that money. She, prior to that, was only receiving the non-service-connected disability pension at $985 a month. Her life was significantly changed by that $157,000 retroactive payment, and her monthly benefit now is going to be somewhere around $2,723.
And you worked with the VA to do that. They worked with you?
Well, actually, I was the advocate for the veteran.
Right.
And I presented her case and argued her case on her behalf before the Department of Veterans Affairs, and they agreed with my argument and realized they made a mistake, and they made it right for the veteran.
Yeah, if I may, I think what Michael's story here stresses is the fact that as, again, true veterans advocates, we case manage from the beginning to end and actually have a holistic approach to what we do. There are situations where we actually can provide some sort of temporary assistance to veterans or dependents as well through two of the programs that we have that are from through the state, actually, the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund, and then we have actually a Veterans Relief Fund that's millage money that was levied in this county to assist veterans and their dependents to find themselves in temporary emergencies.
And Mark, how can listeners contact the Department of Veterans Affairs or you and Michael?
The best way to do that would be through the phone, 734-973-4540. Contact our office directly that way. I would encourage phone contact prior to a visit, simply so we can actually do an initial screening and make sure when they do come out that they bring, you know, necessary documentation with them. In fact, in the event that they can't perhaps locate their service record, we can help them do that as well. I want to stress the fact that our services are free. There is no cost for anything that we do. Again, arguably, those that we're trying to provide the service to have already served all of us honorably, so they've paid for it. We're there and welcome the opportunity to serve them.
You're basically there to help.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We want the veteran community in Washtenaw County to know that we are here, we are available to them, we are advocates for them, and we will try to pursue and secure for them all the benefits that are available for them from the federal government, the state government, and the local government.
Well, Mark and Michael, thanks very much for joining us this morning. It's been very informative to have you on the program.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, Sheila.